Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Mitchell.
You said it, girl.
Jerry
Garrett.
Yeah. Ooh.
Say woo.
Care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We
give, showing others how to live. We care, share with love all through the land.
Well, good evening out there. It is Tell It Tuesday, and we'll have Ms. Stephanie Haynes coming on with us. We're still in that trauma series. Last week, we talked about trauma and purpose, okay? But before we get going, I'd like to say to you, happy after Memorial holiday. I know everyone had fun out there. There was a lot of travelers out there on the road. I hope that everyone got home safely. People were moving. They did not let any thing stop them from doing what they had to do. But I'd like to remind you that this virus is still out there, okay? Take care of yourself. Take care of yourself. Don't forget. Don't relax. Be aware. Be observant. Take care of yourself out there because we have a big job to do. And that's on June 7th. We will be voting, okay, for those of you who have not been to the polls because you could start since last Saturday, I think, to drop those ballots in. Do your duty. We have a lot of things to do out here. You know, I have to tell you, you know, this gun violence, this shooting, this non-caring attitudes, lack of appreciation, it's just like circling in the air. We must do our part because, you know, great people never forget what others have done for them. In fact, having a sense of appreciation makes a person worthy of respect. And start with yourself first. You know, appreciate yourself. As it was stated, what is success? Success is liking yourself, liking what you do, and liking how you do it. And it starts with you, and it spreads. It's like a ripple out there. When we appreciate ourselves, we understand how to appreciate others. We're going to get started here, and I'm going to play this song because this is what I feel about Miss Stephanie Haynes, okay? Sit back and relax and get your pencils and pads out because you know she has something to give us. She's always going to give us information, education. She's about the community and all about others. Self and others. She starts with herself, but this is a community lady. And when she gets on, I'm going to congratulate her because I got some information that she received a proclamation. And that makes me feel really, really good. So relax down and let's get this information because we have something to tell you on Tuesday. Right, I wanted to play a little bit of that because when it comes down to Stephanie Haynes and the things that she does for others, and especially in the community, she is the best. Stephanie Haynes, are you on the air with us this evening?
Yes, good evening, Linda. How are you and fans?
Stephanie, we are wonderful over here. And again, I'd like to put this out to you. Thank you for coming and caring and sharing with us. But, you know, I want to share this. I saw a beautiful proclamation that you sent a picture of, and I'm so sad that I was not down in the City Hall chambers when they honored you with this. And this is from the Board of Supervisors, and they were congratulating you on your Purple Hat Affair and joining in the celebration. And it was written especially to you, not full on your butt, Stephanie Haynes, first vice president of the CCCW, and celebrating with you as you always celebrate others made me smile. It's beautiful. Congratulations. You deserve it. And I know that there's many, many, many more to come on that. So I just wanted to put that out there first before we got started. It's beautiful. And so are you.
Oh, thank you, Linda. Yes, I really appreciate it. Yes, so tonight's topic, we're going to continue on the present and purpose. Being present in your purpose.
Yes.
Success is liking yourself, liking what you do, and liking how you do it. This is by Maya Angelou. Now, the first P is purpose, which provides us with a sense of meaning in our lives. 2,300 years ago, Aristotle asked, what's the ultimate purpose of human activity? Now, his conclusion was happiness, but a certain kind of happiness that comes from the realization of our own true potential, our unique capacity called the domain. Aristotle contrasts a self-transcendent state of undomani, a state of human flourishing from pursuing long-term goals that give purpose to life, which I'll be talking about tonight. Now, with the self-enhancing and eudaimonia, the short term of happiness that delivers a jolt of dopamine. And we talked about this last week, and I just want to refresh in your memory and to enlighten the ones who was not with us last week so you can catch on what we're talking about, okay? So, of course, there was no science available then to test Aristotle's assertion. No randomized trial of the FMRIs. The research has long shown that our bodies prefer selfless, endemonic happiness, which is about hard work and purposeful engagement. Though it's entitled efforts that may be stressful in the short term, over the long run, the endemic happiness positively impacts our overall physical health in more ways than those, the more self-enhancing, the endemic. Now, as Sanvat Chopra and Gina Viola explain, in the two most important days, if you write this down, the most important days. Now, if you try to chase happiness without having a clear idea of what happiness is, you are destined to fail because you tend to pursue things that are ephemeral and provides only short-term pleasure. When you approach happiness with an understanding that is connected to purpose and to contributing in some way to the betterment of those around you, you will succeed. Now, here it is in four simple words. Happiness is a choice. It's a choice. Now, why would our bodies prefer purpose, deferred gratification, and all of the efforts of the eudaimonic or theory, according to the psychiatrist professor Steve Kuhn? Now, if most of our happiness is derived from the hindrance, well-being, then when things does not go well and we feel unhappy, it's threatening everything we derive our sense of happiness from. Now, on the other hand, if what we value and work towards is a case in service of others and something bigger than ourselves, then bad events doesn't threaten us as much because our value lies in a purpose that will live on and continue beyond our lifetime. Now, purpose researcher William Damien, in his book, The Path to Purpose, states, purpose endows a person with joy in good times, and resilience in hard times. And this holds true throughout life. Now, our lives are complex and nuanced, and we all have difficulty, discouraging, and stressful days. but purpose can keep us going during our most challenging times. And as I said before, happiness is a choice. Now, here's some examples of purpose from behavior scientist Victor Drescher's conversation with Natalie Starvitz. She's a pediatrician at the Boston Children's Hospital. She was running the Boston Marathon in 2013 and was within 800 yards of the finish line when she heard a loud explosion accompanied by a scream. Now, in that split second, while most people were running away from that blast area, Natalie ran towards it. She jumped over race barriers in order to treat four victims, now, three of whom survived. She was held as a hero by the President Barack Obama. But she feels that her actions was nothing special, just a reflection of who she is. Ironically, even for those whose calling might potentially put all lives at risk, having a sense of purpose keep them happier and healthier overall. So you might ask, what is purpose? So let's start with the definition that is commonly used in the psychology literature. Now, purpose is a central, self-organizing life aim that organizes and stimulates goals, manage behavior, and provide a sense of meaning. Now, I know that how research is taught, but let's break this down. Think of the first feature, a life aim, as an ultimate concern or general intention. Now, it's the answer to questions such as, what matters most to you and why? And that was the homework. What mattered most to you and why? And what gets you out of the bed in the morning? So those are two questions I left you with on last week. So did anybody come up with any answers? Miss Linda? Hello?
Wait a minute. I'm here. I had to, like, blank out and come back on because I definitely didn't want to have any sounds interfering with your wonderful information. I did get three persons from Robin, from Sonia, and Victoria. And Victoria stated, when you said what matters to you most and why, and Victoria stated that purpose was to be happy and what gets me up. Because what gets you up out of the bed, and Victoria stated the willingness to start and have a great day and ensure that others are having a great day also. So she sounds like she's deep up into that community and very, very caring and appreciative. Sonia said that what matters to her most, and that was her health, okay? And what gets her up out of the bed in the morning was making sure that she gets up and have ample time in order to do her morning routine of her exercises and drinking her proper teas and fixing her special breakfast that's going to carry her through the day. So that was Sonia. And then Robin stated what matters most to you and why, and she said what matters most to her was life in general. She said life in general and what gets you up out of the bed, and she said that her ability to know that if she doesn't improve and demonstrate with her life, how can she show others to do it? So these three ladies, Robin, Sonia, and Victoria, listened very closely last week, and I'm looking here, and they basically all put it on the top secret here, which is purpose. But I'd like Robin, I liked them all, but Robin was short and sweet, but it made a lot of sense to me, you know. And uh-huh. and what waits for, yeah, but she did have a little fun in there. She said, what wakes her up in the morning and get up out of bed? And she said her cat, C-A-T. So I guess the cat gets her up and gets her on her routine. There were those that were listening. There were those that gave information. So that's my report.
Oh, okay. All right. So now we're going to go into the second feature. Organize
okay.
and stimulate your goals. Now, it refers to having purpose to provide goals for us. Now, I am not referring to just any goals, but to our broad, value, noble, or higher order goals that are central to our identity and infused with personal meaning that energize us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a value goal needs not be grand or global in order to increase our well-being. However, it does motivate us to do something that we have a consequence beyond ourselves. Now, the researcher Damien, he explained that our purpose need not to be heroic. Requiring life-endangering adventure, but may be found in the day-to-day fabrics of ordinary existence. Example of a purpose would include a mother caring for her child, a citizen campaigning for a candidate for the sake of improving the community, and a teacher instructing students. Now, I heard Ms. Linda talked about making sure you get out there and vote. Voting is very important, and that can be a purpose. That also can be a mission, right, that you make sure June 7th that you voted. You know, you might say that my vote don't count, but it does. Don't be sitting on the sideline complaining on what's happening in the world. Be a participant. Engage mm-hmm. in what's going on in the community. And it's each and every one of us that are actually listening to this section tonight that will take full responsibility in making sure that everyone that they come in contact with to make sure they are telling them about the importance of voting. A lot of our ancestors fought and died for us to even have voting rights. And they are trying to take those voting rights away from us. But we cannot allow that. Now, that's a purpose. Okay, and a mission. All right? So your purpose of getting up in the morning and making sure that, hey, I am telling someone about voting and the importance of voting. All right. So now the third one is feature, managing behavior. Means that purpose provides a life direction towards our value goals. Which is turned good, I'm sorry, in turn guides our daily effort. Now, this requires wisely allocating our finite personal resources. I want you to think of time and attention. Now, finally, the fourth feature of purpose. It's a sense of meaning. You know, you got to have a purpose that has a meaning. Now, it refers to a life worth living.
Mm-hmm.
We all likely know an example of people who have dropped out of businesses, law, medicine, the military, and other seemingly solid careers. They hadn't failed in the eyes of the world, but they felt they were failing themselves miserably. Why? They never had the sense that they were doing something that really mattered to them or the world. So that's why it's important to sit and allow Spirit to speak to you and guide you on why were you born. Mm. So we was all born with a purpose and a mission. We was all given gifts and talents. We wasn't born to just sit idly. Hatred is a learned behavior. Everybody was born perfect in their own form.
True.
But society, parents, our community, our teachers sometimes distort that image and kind of blind us from what our purpose really are.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we got to peel back that onion of all the trauma and traumatic events that we have encountered to realize our true purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But I also want to say that your karma is your mission as well. The things that we go through give us the opportunity to teach others about our struggles and how we overcame them. Not having a pity party or being a martyr.
Right.
But taking full responsibility for what we went through to show actual proof with our life and say, it's all the drama and trauma that I have been through, I can show actual truth with my life and touch another life and another life. And once we do that, lighten the way for others to become happy, then we have a world of people of happiness, of living their true purpose.
Yes, 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 yes.
All right.
So true.
Yeah. So, as Damon puts it, often it is the people who seem to be most on track who express the more sincere, the more severe misgiving. Now, Damon's definition of purpose makes clear importance of having a purpose that reaches out to the world beyond ourselves, implies a desire to make a difference in the world. Now, purpose is a stable and a generalized intention to accomplish something that is at the same time meaningful to the self and consequential for the world beyond the self. Now, Shirley was engaging her life as a dancer and a singer when, at the age of 19, she received a diagnosis of osteogenic sarcoma and was told that she had 3 to 6 months to live. Now, she ultimately had to have her leg amputated. Now, Shirley said that for years, she would fill up her pants leg with suffering, panicking, and put a shoe in it until she joined a meditation group at her local church and was finally able, after 5 years, to come to terms with what had happened. Now, during her hospitalization, she had observed that some nurses were very caring and didn't want to talk to the patients with terminal illnesses, and even placed them further from the nursing station. Now, this motivated Shirley to become a nurse, and she found her purpose in caring for her patients in the way that she wished she had been cared for. Now, this is turning poison into medicine. After she went through her traumatic experience, you know, with getting her leg amputated and how she was treated in the hospital, she realized that she had to do something to change this, that she didn't want another individual to go through what she had to go through. So to this day, 30 years later, Shirley has a meditation practice and she does yoga. Now, purpose can center us, provide direction, energize, and motivate us, all of which provide meanings to our daily life. That purpose also gives us satisfaction when we accomplish our goals. And presents it, then presents, can't get the word out. For some reason, my tongue just got tired, okay?
I know, but I understand.
Presents, I can't get the word out, you know. So when we run into obstacle, we don't give up, okay?
No.
We don't give up. So now, if your life is like mine, at the end of a hectic day full of surprises, setbacks, and putting out fires, all right, which I do often, sometimes it can be very stressful.
Sure. Energy.
You know? And then, yeah. Yes, it takes a lot of energy to deal with a lot of negative energy. It can drain
you. Of course.
But if you look at it with different eyes of with empathy and compassion, it does
mm-hmm.
not get overwhelming. Because now mm-hmm. you have that understanding and that compassion for that individual that you don't judge them and you just hold space for them.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Sometimes it's hard for us to hold that space for the individual opposed to bringing that person down. Yeah. So having a purpose focus us on what matters most and keep us moving towards accomplishing our purpose, so that we can feel fulfilled by our lives rather than defeat and drained, especially when we face setbacks and challenges. You may be wondering if there's a difference between meaning and purpose. Now, the concept of meaning and purpose are intertwined and often used interchangeably. However, in the psychology literature, there are separate concepts. Refers to having direction and is more goal-oriented. Although what's personally meaningful drives our purpose. Now, meaning in life, on the other hand, is often considered to have three facets. One, life's having value or significance, having purpose in life, and one's life being coherent as in making sense? Have you ever woke up this morning and said, oh, this is not making sense today. What is going on? Coming at me. Right? So we want to have this to make sense. It's very hard for me to be a professional to write on any topic without getting completely carried away, but sacrifice it to say that purpose provides meaning and direction for our lives. And what is personally meaningful to us inform our life purpose. So I want you guys to go and really sit and think about what is your life purpose. Now, living with awareness of our purpose in life is living with presence, being in the moment. Now, it's the opposite of living on autopilot. You just go
right.
And you get in the car. You know, you get in the car and you just keep on going, right? You're on autopilot.
That's true.
Right? So you're not thinking about what you're going. You're not thinking about what you're doing. You're just going.
Right.
Right? So of a given purpose relies upon its scope, its strength, and its present in people awareness. It's not uncommon to live on autopilot for years, perhaps in pursuit of goals that one made sense for us, but no longer do. Now, present is the key to getting in touch with what's meaningful to us right now. So I just want you to sit for a moment and just think, what is meaningful for you right now? At this very moment. Not tomorrow, not what's going to happen tomorrow, not what's not happened yesterday for Memorial Day, but at this present moment, what is that? All right, and we talk about that next week, so that's something, that's your homework. Just think about that, right?
Now, give us that impression again. Stephanie, I hate to interrupt. Give us that question for our homework again. What is the question so I can put it out there?
What is meaningful to you right now? Not what happened yesterday, not what's going to happen tomorrow, but in this present moment, what is that is meaningful for you?
Okay, got you. The present moment. I got you. Yeah, because, you know, I'm glad that you put that out there. I'm glad that you're kind of like breaking it down because our minds do have a tendency to wander back. You know, for those who are not skilled in just sitting down, taking even 5 minutes, you know, just to get into, just to be in the presence. It's a skill for that because we do basically, you know, most of us move on autopilot out there. You know, we just go, 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 go. Here, 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 here. Or we don't know how to say no. Or we worry about what others will think instead of just pulling back, getting in the presence, looking at, well, I think because of the events and the things that are happening out there now, I have to tell myself that iron, when heated and pounded, becomes a fine sword. Likewise, our true strength and potential cannot be forged without hardship. So that is an affirmation that I read every day, not saying that I'm focused in on the hardships. There is blockage and there's things that are there, but because I know about forging that iron and I can become a fine sword, that I'm here to go through and deal with this, so when I recognize it in others out there. But most of us do not know how to relax, okay? We don't know how to relax. I personally have always been high energy, high energized, but I have learned how to get into the present and relax. And as my nieces say, Auntie is zoned out over there, okay? No, I'm not zoned out. I'm very much in the presence. But it's in my presence, and I'm not worried about yours and what you're doing, or blah, 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 blah. That takes a skill. And I just want to comment on you, Stephanie, and your day and what you go through during the day and how you have to rise above, as you say, that negative. Because when the persons and your clients and stuff, they your purpose is to bring them up to the next level. So it's going to take a lot of energy. And for those of us who are like into the movement of the universe and the planet, we're dealing with heavy, heavy energy right now. So we have to be aware of that. So when things are going crazy and your head is spinning, you got to go into your meditation mode. You have to go into your relaxed mode, and you have to be very, very present with yourself at the moment. I'm so glad that you're touching in on this, because it is extremely hard to get there. And with you, I know our homework, what's the meaningful, for what is meaningful for your presence? That's a good question. But eventually, after we come out of this, I have a lot of requests for those chakras, okay? People love the chakra series. They asked and asked, and I tell them according to what she wants to share with us out there. I let her guide it, but somewhere down, I know purpose, this is great because it's going into the trauma. It's all connected into one here, you know. Like Victoria said, her purpose was to be happy, you know, and to start and have a great day and ensure that others are having it too. That's a lot of work, because in order to ensure that others are having it too, that means you have to do double duty, because you don't know what others are going through. But no matter what they're going through or what they present you with, you have to be firm within your meaning and your purpose, what you set out to be, to rise above it. And I can say that you are one young lady that knows how to do that well. I've known you a long time, and I've seen you go through a lot of stuff. And I'm going to come back again before we close and congratulate you again on your proclamation from the Board of Supervisors. I wish I would have been in the chamber. I would have been standing up, shaking a tambourine, okay? It is beautiful. You're beautiful, and you do beautiful things for others. And I am so appreciative that I'm connected in. Our lives are connected here because, yeah, it means a lot, you know, but I just wanted to put it out there. Eventually, those chakras, they're waiting on it. And when you're speaking of going into that presence, once you give that chakra series, they know how to get there and get there real quick. You have everyone going, getting their oils and their candles and really sitting down, learning how to take that five-minute time to get into their presence and not get caught up in everybody else's. Because if you don't have the wherewithal to do that, you're caught up in everybody else's stuff and you don't have time to think about you. Am I right on that?
That's right.
Okay. So I'm getting it over here. You know, my hand has a cramp because we write when you come on. We get out the pencils and pads and listen. So we'll have things to reflect back to. And it's very important that we give this to others. We all have our mission out here. And as you always speak mission, I always say bow, okay? That mission is meaning and purpose and mission and bow. That bow takes you to make sure that you get that 5 minutes that you need a day, that you keep lighting that candle for others out there no matter what, so that your path becomes brighter and wider. So we appreciate you. I'm going to be quiet over here and let you close us out. We got a few minutes, but I had to jump in there and congratulate you again on your proclamation. You know, getting information from the Board of Supervisors, that's a big deal. That means people are paying attention, okay? And they're paying attention and they're joining in. As you say, we must get out there and vote. Okay, just don't sit on the sideline and complain about it. Get out and exercise your voice. Your voice is your power. And if you think, as Stephanie stated, and I always think, that it doesn't matter, I want you to think about this, and I'm going to tell you this on this Tuesday. It didn't matter. Why do you think that some are out there trying to silence it? Okay? Think about that. I'm telling you that. So if you have the determination, the wherewithal, if you understand what people done before us to pass this way so that we can have this voice out here, you will dare not let anyone take it away from you, okay? Dare not let anyone take that away from you. And the best way to prove that you got it is to get out and vote. And just don't check those boxes. Do your research. Put a person in that seat that can relate to you and your needs, okay? Just don't check off a name. Pay close attention and pay close attention to the ads that you're seeing, the television advertisement out there that's smear campaigning, okay? Think for yourself. Research for yourself and select the best person that's going to fit your needs. And on that note, I'm going to be quiet over here because, you know, I'm getting off the mic, getting on the podium. I get a little bit excited when it's time for election time because this is serious business. Your voice is your power. And in order for us to continue to be powerful, we must continue to, as Stephanie said, get engaged out there any way that you can, even if it means driving people to the polls or getting them there. There's all kind of ways that you can do things. Get you a case of water, and if person's in the line, pass out water. Do something to make sure that we are all in or on the way or moving in the direction of our purpose. And basically, my purpose is happiness for myself and others, okay? And that encounters a lot because back to what you said, what is happy? Stephanie, I'm loving it over here. I'm going to be quiet. So wrap us up, give us some words to close us out with, and I'm going to tell you again, congratulations.
All right. Thank you once again, Linda. Yes, so before I leave, we're going to talk about the health benefits of purpose.
Okay.
So we're all familiar with the health risks of tobacco use, poor diet, inactivity, bad stress, and other lifestyle factors that contribute to roughly half of disease or dis-ease and early death. But have you heard anything about the health risks associated with an absence, listen to what I'm saying, an absence of purpose or meaning in life? Okay.
No.
Now, the current research shows that a lack of purpose in our lives is contributing to at least as much to our disease and premature death as these other factors. Now, imagine a new drug on the market that makes us robust so that we will live longer, enjoy a happy old age, better retain our memory, and be more likely to not only survive a scary diagnosis, but thrive. Now, that's all sound too good to be true, right? So interested in knowing more. As it turned out, it isn't a new miracle drug. It's purpose. Research shows that some of the health benefits of living with purpose, including adding years to our lives. Because when you get up in the morning, you're waking up with a purpose, you're moving and you're going and you're happy. Right?
Yes.
So, it's reducing the risk of heart attacks, strokes, cutting the risk of Alzheimer's disease by more than half. It's repairing our chromosomes, increasing good cholesterol and helping us to relax during the day and sleep better at night. Now, researches on meaning and purpose has its roots in the experience of the Vietnamese psychiatrist Bethel Frankman, the Holocaust survivor and a concentration camp prisoner. Now, we already know about that story and how, you know, horrified it was. But however, I want to leave you with this. A strong sense of purpose is also associated with greater meaning in life, happiness, self-esteem, and the ability to view goals, pursuits as challenges rather than threats. Furthermore, journalist Barbara Hengrich pointed out, in life reimagined, purpose in life is more important than education or wealth in determining long-term health and happiness. And no matter our age, with purpose, we have the ability to process negative information into a more positive way because we are better able to view life challenges within a large context.
Wow.
And
Stephanie
Hayes. Yes.
I'm sorry. Continue. I didn't want to interrupt you there.
Okay. So as I said before, turning that poison into medicine, when we go through our human revolution, our trials and tribulations, whatever you want to call them, we can go through those with resiliency, with purpose, knowing that you can turn those situations into medicine.
Yes.
Making our karma our mission.
Yes.
Or our purpose, right?
Yes.
So with that being said, Ms. Linda, thank you so much for having me this evening.
Well, we appreciate you, and we have so much gratitude for you, your knowledge, your skills. You give us arthritis in our hands because I tell them each time, get out those pads and pencils because they're getting ready to get educated about the unknown or the known or anything that you were confused about because, Stephanie, that's what you're about. You're a beautiful blossoming flower out there. You are in the community, and you are such an inspiration to us here and many, many, many other persons out there. And we just have so much appreciation for you. And we want to tell you again, thank you. Have a wonderful evening. That's Stephanie Haynes, the author of The Healing of the Wound and The Healing of a Man's Heart. And we are talking about our trauma series here and how we can connect and blend purpose into what creates trauma, how we can get over it, the things that we need to look out, the meaning and purpose and the definitions of things. So I have some homework here. What is meaningful for you? For your present. Am I stating that right? Stephanie, give us the question one more time. What is meaningful for your present? Did I word that correctly for our homework?
No. No.
Okay.
What is meaning
nope.
for you? So what's meaning for you in the present right now? What is meaningful for you at this present moment?
Okay. Okay, let me get that correctly. What's meaningful for you at this moment? I'll put it like that.
Look.
Okay, that is our homework. What is meaningful for you at this moment? So that means I don't want to confuse it out there because, you know, presence, but that's pretty blank and clear. So I'm going to put that question out there. And listeners, you guys can think about that. You got a head start here. And when she comes back with us, hopefully we'll have 5, 10, 15 answers out there. I know it's a busy time. I know it was a holiday, but you got homework out there. So as the instructors and the directors of happiness and living life correctly and guiding you into what guides us, we'd like for you to listen up, do your homework, and report in, please. Stephanie, on that note, we love you. We're going to check out of here, and please enjoy your evening, okay? Thank you, and congratulations again.
Oh, and thank you.
Have a lovely evening. Thank you, Stephanie Haynes, the author of The Healing of the Sick.
Others how to feel.
We care, share, we love all through the land.